Today's reading begins in Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints, and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment, are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Beside this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Previously, Paul has been dealing with both the Jews and the Gentiles to help them to understand how they should treat each other, how they should interact with one another, how they should treat each other as brothers and sisters, and not to have any animosity or be puffed up against one another. So we reach chapter 12, verse 9, where we started today, and he begins to just give all these exhortations regarding the way that a Christian should conduct himself. Letting love be genuine, abhorring what is evil, holding fast to what is good, loving one another properly, trying to outdo one another in showing honor. And he doesn't make that statement in terms of, you know, trying to compete with one another, but he just means, you know, go above and beyond in trying to honor your brother or sister. In addition, they should serve the Lord with zeal, be patient even when tribulations come, rejoice in the hope that they have, be constant in their prayers, and seek the good of each other, showing hospitality and taking care of their needs. So these are all just this conglomeration of exhortations that support everything that he has previously stated, which is conduct yourselves as Christians in the household of God really should, and that includes how you treat one another. The next little section, starting in verse 14, is not necessarily directed at interacting with each other, but this is more of conducting yourself in the world. Bless those that persecute you, don't curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those that weep. Live in harmony. Don't be haughty. You know, all of these different things that he states in how to act in the world. And some of these are very contrary to the way that the world acts. For example, repay no one evil for evil. Don't avenge yourselves. Leave it to the wrath of God. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Even giving your enemy good things. Those are things that are very foreign to the world. Then when he reaches chapter 13, he begins talking about government, governing authorities. You need to be subject to those governing authorities. So remember, we talked about the fact that the Jews had been ejected from Rome and then later on allowed to return. I don't know this for sure, but I can see that that might create some hard feelings toward the Roman government. So maybe that's why he is putting this in here, or maybe he just felt like it was a general exhortation that needed to be given. But he says you need to understand that having a government that is a terror toward evil is something that God put in place. It's something that God intended. Now, that doesn't mean that God approves of everything that a particular government does, but he instituted the concept of having a government that would push back the evil in society and punish it and provide for some welfare for its citizens. In other words, your government should be a force for good. Unfortunately, it's not always a force for good, but that's what it should be. That's what God's design is for government. So as long as that government is not requiring us to do something that transgresses the laws of God, then we should be subject to that governing authority. We should be submitting to it. Finally, in the last section, he says, owe no one anything except to love one another. So this ties back in, I think, with verse 9 there, about letting love be genuine. And it's very similar to what Paul was talking about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 as well. Love is the fulfillment of the law. And if we love God, and we love our neighbor as ourself, then we'll be able to fulfill the commands of God. And then finally he says, you know, salvation is closer now than it was when you first obeyed, and you need to basically make sure of the way you're conducting yourselves. It is time for you to wake from sleep. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So let us walk properly, as in the daytime, making no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. So there's a lot that's contained here in the end of chapter 12 and into chapter 13. Really a lot for us to think about today and apply so that we can do likewise. We can live properly in the sight of God and conduct ourselves properly, even with those that would be our enemies in this world. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.